As the first order of business, the St. Usling Arts Committee will hear from the Distinguished Professor of Philosophy, Pierre Sylogismi, on the subject of art ownership. Professor, the floor is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am here at the invitation of Father Sextus to discuss the moral question. Who really owns a painting that turns out to be a national treasure like the Guido Reni? Is it the painter? The art shop that sold him the oils and brushes? The fabricator of the art supplies? The canvas maker? The patron or buyer? The people who inspire the painting? Or, in the case of a nature painting or still life, the person who created the scene, namely God? According to one school of Indian philosophy, the painting could not materialize unless it inhered in the materials to begin with, in which case those responsible for the art supplies, including the canvas, are probably the real owners of the painting. Of course, I haven't even mentioned those people who were no doubt instrumental in the painting being painted. I have in mind such people as the painter's parents, who arranged for art lessons, the painter's teacher, and the painter's wife, who helped him through all his bouts of depression.
Yes, Mrs. Pushpully.
What is the point of all this?
The point is a fortiori, if not a priori, based on the Cartesian principle. I think, therefore I am. Now, if we take that statement and apply the law of parsimony, otherwise known as Occam's razor, we arrive at the empirical conclusion that Mr. Quadro's solipsistic purchase morally vitiates the contractual obligation and frees you metaphysically to return the Rennie painting to Mrs. Wiggins.
You have all heard the argument. May we then have a vote on whether to return the Rennie painting to Mrs. Wiggins? All those in favor say yes. All those against say no.
As so often happens in government, I fear that political considerations have trumped moral ones.
I think that for the sake of Christian charity and our gastric well-being, we ought to give Mrs. Wiggins the sour-faced Madonna.
As headmaster, I want to second Mrs. Sextus's motion.
All in favor of the proposal? But where is the sour-faced Madonna?
Sorry, Sotheby's is closed. The custodial crew's just cleaning up.
Are you an art expert?
I'm a staff member.
Would you mind taking a look at this canvas?
Our hours are 10 to 5.
I've come all the way from St. Usling.
Our appraiser should be here by 11 tomorrow.
It's Italian.
Retrieved from someone's attic or purchased at a flea market?
I've been reading art books.
And you think you have a lost Titanian here?
No, a Leonardo from the Madonna series.
My good man, I appreciate your earnestness and your reading habits, but I very much doubt that what you have wrapped in newspaper there is a Leonardo Madonna. Speak to my colleague, Mr. Pentimento, in the morning, 11.
Leonardo painted his Virgin of the Rocks 3 times. 2 of them, according to his sketchbooks, included a child in the Virgin's arms. Until now, they've both been lost. I think I found one of them.
My dear.
The name's Derek Drosman. Work for the city. You?
I beg your pardon.
Your line of work.
Ah, I am an expert on medieval and Renaissance painting.
Then you're just the person to tell me if what I have here is the real thing.
Mr. Pentimento meets the public. It is he who gives public appraisals.
But if you're an expert...
My responsibility is the catalog. I write a specialist information.
Just take one look. That's all I ask.
Mr. Drosman, I haven't the time or the...
Here, I'll remove the rest of your paper.
Where did this painting come from?
St. Oozling.
A country estate?
The parish church.
You stole it?
No. Hauled it away for a few dollars. I'm a dustman.
You expect me to believe that the parish church of St. Oozling discarded this? Impossible.
They got a Guido Reni in return.
A Guido Reni?
At least Reni's in the art books.
A Reni? In place of a Leonardo?
They didn't know.
What?
That the sour-faced Madonna was a masterpiece.
Of course. Tests will have to be conducted, but if I'm right, this is the find of the century. A lost Leonardo.
As big as the Mappa Mundi?
Bigger.
Then I'll soon be a rich man.
The question is, to whom does it belong?
The 6 o'clock news from BBC with Reginald Merriweather. All eyes are fixed on St. Oozling with the dramatic disclosures of the past week. What began as a lucky turn of events, the purchase of a Giallo Urinato, subsequently identified as a Guido Reni, has now developed into a worldwide scandal. Pigment tests have conclusively proved the Reni to be a forgery. The city is rife with rumors about who was responsible for the purchase and whether the intent was fraud.